Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court's new term began this week with several major cases that could impact a wide range of topics, including environmental regulations, voting rights, affirmative action, and free speech. The Japanese Prime Minister's office is reporting North Korea fired a military ballistic missile over Japan on Tuesday morning, prompting a warning to residents to take shelter. The Biden administration condemned it as dangerous and reckless. Ukrainian forces broke through Russian lines and made new advances in the southern Kherson region. Their offensive in the eastern part of the country is also moving at a fast pace, retaking areas that Moscow now claims to be a part of Russia. A Russian court set October 25th as a date for American basketball star Brittany Griner's appeal against her 9-year prison sentence for drug possession. Griner, an 8-time All-Star center in the WNBA, pled guilty to the charges. Ukrainian President Zelensky announced last week that his country will file an expedited application to join NATO in the wake of Russia claiming Ukraine territory as their own. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
NATO has an open door policy, and every nation, including, of course, also Ukraine, has the right to choose its own path, including what kind of security arrangements it wants to be a part of. At the same time, any decision on membership has to be taken by consensus. All 30 allies have to agree.
President Trump sued CNN for defamation on Monday, seeking $475 million in punitive damages and claiming that the network had carried out a campaign of libel and slander against him. Trump claims in his Fort Lauderdale, Florida lawsuit that the network used its influence as a leading news organization to defeat him politically. CNN declined to comment on the case. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The CDC has announced changes for travelers.
The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention will no longer maintain a country-by-country list of travel advisories related to COVID-19. Starting October 3rd, a notice will only be posted for a country if there is a concerning COVID-19 variant or other situation that would change the CDC's travel recommendations. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Former Beatles drummer and current member of the all-star band Ringo Starr has tested positive for COVID-19, forcing him to cancel several scheduled concerts in Canada. In a statement, Ringo hopes to resume as soon as possible and is recovering at home. As always, he and the all-stars send peace and love to their fans and hope to see them back out on the road soon. After police in Iran are suspected of killing a young woman in custody because of their strict dress code, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei responded publicly on Monday to the biggest protests in Iran in years, condemning what he called rioting and accused the United States and Israel of planning the protests. The unrest is flaring up across the country for a third week, despite government efforts to crack it down. The San Francisco 49ers beat the Los Angeles Rams 24-9 on Monday Night Football last night. USA Radio News.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. Kevin Kiley is going to be joining us in just a moment. He was elected to the California State Assembly back in 2016. Twice been elected, reelected, I should say, by substantial margins, which is rare because Kevin is a Republican, overwhelmed by the Democratic majority there in the state. In the 2020 election, he received more votes than any Republican in California history. The son of a special education teacher, he began his career as a high school teacher in inner city LA, where he chaired the English department, led his students to significant academic gains. Later on, as an attorney, defended the U.S. Constitution in California courts and helped prosecute the civil case against China's Huawei Technologies for intellectual property theft. His career has been stellar. He is now running for a federal position as a congressman representing the Golden State of California. Kevin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be with you. Thanks very much, Bill.
Well, Kevin, I want to make sure up front, because you and I, when we get to talking, we start talking about some heavy things and we forget to remind everybody how they can support your candidacy as a congressman representing California.
Well, sure, yeah. I have a website. It's at KevinKiley.com, K-I-L-E-Y, Kevin Kiley. And we are in a fight here to win a seat that's going to be absolutely crucial to get back the majority and end Nancy Pelosi's reign as Speaker for good.
Kevin, it is so difficult. I can tell you, even from my standpoint, you know, where, you know, I look at the polls and it will say, of course, in California is different because it's so lopsided there. But even overall, that there's 40% of America that says that they support Joe Biden and Democratic policies. And I just can't help but feel that this is such a false narrative. I mean, this defies common sense. Can you help me understand what's going on with this polling and why the social media oligarchs and the mainstream media seems to be, you know, giving cover to the poor results of these Democratic policies that have absolutely devastated every American man and woman in this country?
Well, sure, they're trying to give them cover in every way that they can, but it's hard to sort of convince people not to see, you know, what's right in front of them, which is that we have record inflation, we have absolutely unbelievable gas prices, we have an open border, we have rising crime, and we have a level of public dissatisfaction that we haven't seen in a long time. And so when I talk to voters, these are the things on their mind, and folks are looking for change. And so I remain hopeful that this is going to be an election where we get a mandate for major changes.
Exactly. And it's critical that for this midterm election, if we're going to stop the madness and what's going on, I mean, it is obvious that Joe Biden and the Democrats do not have a solution. There's no sense of vision here as to what to do about our economy. Inflation at record heights and continuing to grow. We're in a recession. And if there's any indication how they will deal with the recession, all we have to do is look back and see what happened in the Obama-Biden years. I mean, we had one of the longest recoveries from a recession in modern history, didn't we?
Oh, that's exactly right. And, you know, anyone who says that, well, the solution here is we just need more one-sided control at the federal level. I mean, that is, not going to work out for us. Frankly, mm-hmm. we know what caused this record inflation. We know what's causing this economic morass. It's the out-of-control record spending. It's the, the new regulations that have been coming out on a daily basis from this administration. It's the way that they have deactivated large parts of our workforce. And so it's going to be vital for a new Republican majority to take office and immediately turn those things around to get our economy back to full tilt.
Well, we've got to use every angle that we possibly can to balance out the narrative because it's so controlled by the left, as you say, Kevin. I like what Citizens for Sanity have been doing. I don't know, have you seen their satire billboards that they've been putting out?
No, I haven't, but it sounds like the kind of group that we need.
Well, in Nevada, for example, this is an example. They're saying Cortez Masto and the woke left in Nevada, thank you, Catherine Masto, for voting to keep borders open. Drug cartels need all the help they can get.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the border policies are one of the main reasons why I think voters are going to vote for major changes. What the Biden administration has done has been an absolute disaster. They've reversed policies that were working, and we're seeing the consequences at our border. And, I think that those politicians who have gone along with this, who are responsible, are going to be held accountable by voters.
Yeah, and as you say, Kevin, a lot of this is just basic common sense. It's like what you tweeted out. You said the reason our gas prices are so much higher than everywhere else is that our government is so much worse than everywhere else. I mean, that is a pretty straight-up statement, and, I dare anybody, mathematically and otherwise, to challenge that.
That's right. In California, we just actually today had the largest increase overnight in 7 years, 18 cents. So we're now looking at gas prices over $6.20 a gallon in California. I believe that's close to now, or maybe even more than, I believe it is more than $2.50 above the national average. I've been advocating for a suspension of the gas tax, which would take 54 cents off of each gallon. And Newsom and the supermajority won't even do that. They're unwilling to give up that revenue to give folks even this modest measure of relief.
Exactly. Well, what happens, in California especially, when the constituents hear the president making a statement on national TV that the average cost of gasoline is less than $3?
Well, we know that the prices have gone up substantially across the country since Joe Biden took office, and they've gone up in California like nowhere else. And, it's a similar story because the sort of policies that Joe Biden is imposing, the fees, the taxes, the regulations, the restrictions on domestic energy production, all of those things have just been taken to an even further extreme in California, which is why the nationwide problem of higher gas prices is at a just unbelievable extreme now here in California.
Some people are referring to Governor Newsom as Governor Nuisance, and you had commented in an interview with Charlie Kirk that California Democrats are increasing in frustration over Newsom's antics and his desperate attempt for publicity.
Well, exactly. I mean, Newsom just, since he took office, it's just been one stunt, one gambit after another. He could care less about actually governing the state. His entire mode of operation is geared towards attracting national media attention. And it has, not worked out very well for the 40 million people who are still living in California.
Yeah, as he continues to have aspirations for a 2024 presidential run, it seems a bit incredulous because he would come, to that cycle with, I believe, little to show and brag about.
Well, sure, exactly. I mean, if he actually somehow became the nominee, I think it would be one of the biggest landslides in United States history because it would just be such a clear choice for voters. Do you really want the rest of the country to face the same problems that California is facing? The out-of-control homelessness,
exactly.
Poverty, the underperformance in our schools, the dilapidated infrastructure, the rising crime, the open border. That's not what people are looking for. And Gavin Newsom is the person who would deliver that if he became became president, just as he has for California as a kind of governor.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Kevin Kiley after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us. We've got the California State Assembly member who is running for Congress. Kevin Kiley is with us right now. We're talking about Gavin Newsom, and there's so much. I mean, we could do an entire show on the foibles of the governor there who has aspirations to run, you know, for the Oval Office. It's also being reported here that the governor and his supermajority passed their inflation relief bill, you know, months ago, yet waited waited until right before the ballots go out to send checks. I mean, again, this is what Democrats do. They find a way to buy votes here, Kevin.
Well, right. And it's just so ridiculous because after, you know, they refuse time and again to spend their gas tax and face public backlash as a result, this is the ploy they came up with. Like, oh, we'll just mail some people, not everyone, but some people, checks in the mail, and then they decide to do it, not then, in June when they pass this, but let's wait several months and make it so basically your check arrives the same day as your ballot.
So you sit there, you go, well, thank you very much. And this is all at the people's expense, which to me, I just feel is just so unconscionable and unethical that you would use the people's money for, you know, for a political advantage. And this is, again, this is the character and the tradition of the Democratic Party. Kevin, let me ask you, we're seeing this happening across the country, and that is that Hispanics in record numbers are not walking, but running away from the Democratic Party. What's going on?
Well, I think you see that the coalitions have changed, and the reality is that more and more people see that the Democratic Party has become so radicalized under Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom that it's just not a party with which they want to affiliate, and it's certainly not speaking to the needs of their daily lives. When you see the record gas prices, the out-of-control inflation, the radical woke politics, this is not what people are looking for in their elected officials. And so I think you see a lot of people who have been longtime Democrats who are moving to the Republican side. And I think that it's incumbent on us as a party to make sure that we have a message that is speaking to people's daily concerns, to the quality of life issues that are affecting so many people in this state and across the country.
I know people ask me, they say, Bill, as a Hispanic, what do you think? I said, it's a value-based choice. It's simple. I mean, Hispanics are conservative by nature. They're hardworking. They want to provide for their family. They want to get their kids educated. 40% of Hispanics run their own businesses. They're entrepreneurs. They don't want to be bogged down with all the bureaucratic regulations that comes with a Democratic Party, right?
Exactly right. I mean, I think that, you know, the American dream, being able to you know, start your own business and pursue whatever enterprise you'd like and to get, you know, to rise through hard work and ingenuity. That's what people who go through, come to this country, come here for. We go through the legal channels. And I talk to so many people, and it's not just in this community. It's through people who come from, you know, repressive governments across the world who say, I came to the United States for freedom and for opportunity, and I see those things dwindling before my eyes.
Exactly. Kevin, in your recent blog that you sent out, you worked your tail off to help pass to expand mental health support for students. Meanwhile, the governor decided it wasn't worthy to be passed, and he vetoed it.
Well, that's right. He just vetoed a bill that I supported that would have expanded mental health services for students at school sites. And in fact, a lot of the efforts I've made to provide assistance to youth dealing with mental health issues have not made it through. And it's just insult to injury by Newsom, because his school shutdown lasted longer than any in the entire country, causing unprecedented mental health challenges for young people. And so after he did that, he is now denying, you know, the sort of resources that young people need in order to work through these challenges. I mean, it just goes to show you where this governor's priorities are.
Well, exactly. And here he is. I mean, he failed miserably with COVID in leading, you know, the state. And now he wants to hamstring medical professionals.
Right. So this is a bill that's still on Newsom's desk, but it would make it so, you know, a doctor could potentially lose their license if they don't toe the government line when it comes to things like COVID. It's absolutely a chilling piece of legislation. I think it would be struck down in courts for violating the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. Newsom has now about 36 hours to decide whether to sign or veto that one.
I mean, this is insane. That, well, then who would be making the decisions? Would it be the WHO? Would it be Zuckerberg? I mean, as they did in COVID?
Well, in theory, it would be the you know, the state medical board. But we've seen how oftentimes the orders come from elsewhere when it comes to these sort of enforcement actions.
Exactly. Of course, with COVID, we saw how suspiciously some of the orders came from the teachers' unions.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, this is incredible. Kevin, you know, from day one when I met you, you're just such a reasonable, common sense guy. And to be dealing with a state that's so ideologically fixed and a governor who is so ideologically fixed, I mean, do you ever have an opportunity to reason with the other side to where you could say, you know, yeah, it was hard work, but, you know, maybe I'm moving the needle a little bit here and it's starting to make an impression?
Well, you know, I've tried to work with the other side as much as I possibly can. Even Newsom, I've tried to work with Newsom, and actually Newsom has signed some of my bills, believe it or not. But frankly, in a lot of cases, it's just special interests. Like the teachers unions you mentioned, they're calling the shots, and it's their power and their money that drives policy. And so reason is just of, you know, no impact because it's not, they're not looking for the most reasonable policy.
And speaking of the education system, the school boards, explain to our audience, you know, what you're trying to do here in terms of having parents take back control of their local school boards.
Well, that's right. We're seeing, and it's very exciting across the country right now, and especially in California, a real movement of parents. A lot of the parent leaders who are fighting back against all the school shutdowns and all the insanity and the mandates that's been happening are now stepping up and running for school boards themselves. So I've now endorsed about 200 candidates for school board across California. I'll be adding several more later this week. And you can check that out on my website. Just go to electkevinkiley.com. And you can find members in your area, candidates for school board, who are going to serve students and parents rather than special interests.
Exactly. Well, you know, you do summarize in your blog that you've got a lot of victories and a lot of positives to talk about in a very difficult environment where the Democrats have such a supermajority. And kudos and credit to you for, you know, not letting, you know, that discourage you. And you continue to move forward on behalf of, you know, conservatives like myself. You mentioned that you killed the four worst COVID bills and stopped every new mandate.
Well, right. And, you know, I think that that goes to show you the power of citizens joining together and fighting back. That even in a corrupt legislature, supermajority legislature like California, we can still have an impact. And I think what I see right now is more and more people are getting involved. And that's what really is going to, I think, you know, change things for our state and country.
I'm like you, Kevin. I'm starting to see a revival of this American experiment. I think this is good news and brings a lot of hope to those people that have been marginalized here recently, even by a president that wants to identify us as semi-fascist.
That's right, exactly. And so I think that's the opportunity we have in front of us. And it's all going to come to a head here in the next few weeks in this election. So, you know, now is the time to get involved.
He's a California State Assembly member running for Congress. Kevin, 50 seconds. Tell people why you need to be in Washington representing the good people of California.
Well, because we need change. We need a voice in Washington for California conservatives and patriots, and we need to make sure that Nancy Pelosi's time as Speaker comes to an end and put a train wreck, you know, the brakes on this train wreck of an administration from Joe Biden. So you can check it out at electkevinkiley.com.
ElectKevinKiley.com. Kevin Kiley, thank you for the time. Take care. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
You bet. Thanks so much.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court's new term began this week with several major cases that could impact a wide range of topics, including environmental regulations, voting rights, affirmative action, and free speech. The Japanese Prime Minister's office is reporting North Korea. They fired a ballistic missile over Japan on Tuesday morning, prompting a warning to residents to take shelter. A Russian court set October 25th for the date American basketball player Brittany Griner's appeal against her 9-year prison sentence for drug possession. Ukrainian President Zelensky announced last week that his country will file an expedited application to join NATO in the wake of Russia's claiming Ukrainian territory as their own. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
NATO has an open door policy, and every nation, including, of course, also Ukraine, has the right to choose its own path.
USA Radio News.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Stop by, share part of your day with us as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, and hopefully, you know, share with you information that motivates you to go and discover for yourself. I mean, you have to own this information. You just can't parrot stuff. That is part of the challenge that we have in today's culture, is very few people, I find, really own what it is that they're talking about. They usually just pick up talking points from, you know, somebody that they trust. And I get that. I mean, I probably do a little bit of that myself. But, you know, the challenge and the opportunity here, if we're going to elevate the conversation to such an intellectual level, is that you've got to do the research yourself and own it. Because this is what makes the American dream possible, and it's what makes it so exceptional, is because it is the power of the people. And the power of the people is, you know, my good friend John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute would say, is that it is knowledge that precedes action. I say good knowledge, the right knowledge preceding the right action. Well, Jeffrey Stevens joins us right now. Jeffrey's a criminal civil attorney and political author, and he has a new book out that we'll be talking about as well here in just a moment. But meanwhile, I want to bring Jeffrey on the show. Jeffrey, welcome. Good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Thanks to be good back, Bill. Thank you so much.
Okay. And, well, real quick, only, you know, because I wanted, because I know you and I, like last time, we get our conversation, you know, just kind of, you know, takes over in a sense, and which is a good thing, you know, because, yeah. You know, we're listening to one another and, you know, we're advancing, hopefully, the conversation in an intellectual manner that blesses our audience. But I do want to talk about your book quickly, because last time we didn't get quite a chance to talk about The Handler, which is a Nick Reagan thriller. So let's address that, and then we're going to talk about, you know, the latest update that we can come up with regarding Mar-a-Lago, okay?
Sure. Well, right. Handler is a new book for me in the sense that it's mm-hmm. a new cast of characters, new CIA agents. And it's all about some dangerous and present threats from Islamic extremists, and the two main characters, Nick Reagan and his partner Carol Gellos, are assigned to try and uncover what these threats are and obviously stop them. And so it's a fun, page-turning, globe-trotting adventure that takes you from New York to Paris to Pakistan to Las Vegas to the heartland of America and so forth. And it also makes some very strong political points, I think. And the reviews have been great, and people are enjoying it, and The Handler is a good read. That's my pitch.
Now, did you think, you know, here you are. I mean, here's your background. You went to law school at Fordham. Things rolling along. Did you ever think that, you know, one day you'd be writing novels?
Yes, that is the answer. I always wrote.
Okay.
I always wrote, though. I always wrote, but what was interesting for me is I wrote different sorts of books, but I got into the espionage thriller genre quite by accident because a friend of mine who worked for an international company who I will not name, it turned out was also working for the CIA. And I discovered it quite by accident in a funny way, and not that he ever shared any top secret material with me, but he certainly did give me a lot of insight into what goes on, because these people in the intelligence community, just like in the military, we owe them a great debt of gratitude, and they work in the shadows, they give up their lives, they put themselves in harm's way, and as we all know, being a spy is not about tuxedos and vodka-shaken martinis. It's really about hard work, patience, and protecting us from so many threats, Bill, that we, the American public, never even know existed because we can't let it be known, but they are prevented. So these are great people. I know we have trouble with some people in the hierarchies of these agencies right now, but the rank and file are still true Americans, and that's one of the reasons I continue to write these books.
Well, I was going to say, and I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, there is some question, you know, from the C-suites that are causing some issues and a breakdown in credibility, and people are losing confidence in some of these institutions, and it's so important because, you know, we have a situation right now, Jeffrey, with the Nord Stream gas lines being attacked. And, you know, there's all kinds of innuendo and suggestion. Okay, where did that come from? You know, what was it, Putin himself? Was it Ukraine? And then you hear, you know, the talking heads out of the Biden administration kind of indicating that, you know, the United States did this. Boy, this stuff is pretty crazy. I mean, if we're starting to, you know, create problems here, and we know in the past there's been, you know, some misguided issues in terms of any kind of regime change and that sort of deal. The United States, you know, we really haven't done very well in picking winners and losers when it comes to regime change.
Right, right. Well, as someone said about Joe Biden, he hasn't been on the right side of a foreign policy issue his entire career. And it's such lunacy to suggest that Putin would have blown up his own pipeline. I mean, let's face it, all he had to do was turn it off. I mean, if he wanted to stop sending them oil and gas, he could just stop sending it. He didn't have to blow up his pipeline. And so the whole thing is just talking points because they're desperate, because we've got a midterm election coming up, and they're in a mess. I mean, gas prices went up again this last week, a fortune. Yeah. It's like almost, what is it, $7 in California now?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just
over six, well over six, certainly. Yeah. I mean, although the president wanted us to believe that it was under $3 last week as well.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, Lord.
It's funny to say that. One of the things that's really bothered me lately, above and beyond all of these mistakes that they're making about the border, about the economy, about Ukraine and all the rest of it, is that they lie. They just lie. And they have this new press secretary who gets up there and lies to our faces about what's going on. I mean, Biden says things, and then the next day they do damage control and try and twist what he said. Kamala Harris, as you know, comes out and basically says that the aid that we're going to give to the people in Florida is for minorities. And she made a point. I mean, she didn't just say it once. She said,
but
it's also got to be equity. I mean, she made very clear what she was talking about. And then the White House says, oh, no, that's not really what she meant. Well, who are we supposed to believe? This young woman who doesn't have a brain in her head, who's playing the role of press secretary? Or do I listen to the president and the vice president about what they're saying? I think it's the latter, and I think they're doing a terrible job.
Yeah, you listen to what she says. I mean, that's exactly what she meant. Okay, now what's going to be, how it's going to be imposed and how it's going to be executed? Well, guess what? Now it's wide out in the open, and it's up to we the people, you know, to be vigilant about this. And of course, it's been a heavy battle, Jeffrey, as you know, because this president has used the bully pulpit. He has weaponized all the three-letter agencies against the common man and woman. And, you know, and this is a battle. And I'll tell you what, I mean, our first opportunity to do something about it is the midterm election. And so if the people don't understand it by now as to what Joe Biden has done to this Democratic Republic, and that we can ill afford these two additional years that we have to tolerate him for, you know, we have got to have a counterbalance, and that counterbalance has got to come out loud and clear. That's going to even overwhelm the cheating that they will do, because that's what cheaters do. They will cheat. Don't think all of a sudden the Democrats aren't going to cheat. And, when you've got a majority of the American people already agreeing, and they say, look, we know that there was some cheating that happened. To what degree was it enough? You know, it's like we're in a bucket of gum trying to deal with that, and the courts aren't helping us out, neither is the mainstream media to look into it to say, okay, look, if we are about free and fair elections, then that needs to be honored sacrosanct. You've got to protect the integrity of the vote. And if you can't convince me that you have rectified and done that, then, you know, hey, look, it's a bit of a hope and a prayer. Maybe we might get lucky. Maybe not. We'll see.
No, I couldn't have said it better. That's really a brilliant analysis of what's going on here. And the mainstream media, as you know, is keeping this administration afloat. I mean, when I get up in the morning and I look at the polls and they say, oh, there's good news for Joe Biden. He's up to a 38% approval rating. The first thing I ask myself is, who are these 38% of the
people? You and me are asking the same question. We're both asking the same, who are these people? You know, because, and it's not like I'm sitting here, I'm not in some silo somewhere. I purposely go outside of my orbit just so that I can kind of see, okay, what is really happening? What is the pulse of these people? I'm not running into a whole lot. It's much the same way in the 2020 elections. I went through 12 states right before the elections. I only saw three bumper stickers for Biden-Harris. Bumper stickers, any kind of signage. Three in 12 states as I'm traveling through. You know, I'm seeing thousands for Trump. But we're supposed to believe something else.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Jeffrey Stevens, also political analyst, columnist, author of the new book, The Handler. And look at, you know, here we are discussing the reality. Your eyes are not lying to you. You know, the gas pumps are real. You see even those little signs, you know, brought to you by Brandon. Brandon, I did this. You know, yeah, he did it. And it's amazing. Yeah, I mean, like, all of a sudden, you know, even talking with my, I don't know, well-mentioned liberal friends and, you know, staunch Democrats for the sake of tradition, it's like, wait a minute, what happened? You didn't want to be energy independent? You know, paying, you know, $2 a gallon of gas was a, you know, was an offense to you? That you feel better now in California that you're paying $6-7 a gallon, that makes you feel better or something? You know, what is all that about? Well, it's for the Ukrainians. Oh, okay, Ukraine. Okay, we hear we're mired in this situation that the way this thing is ramping up, Jeff, we could end up with some serious nuclear conflict. I mean, if in fact, I mean, and this is what the State Department, you know, Blinken, the wonderful Blinken, you know, I mean, he needs to go back to... Yeah, he needs to go back and maybe go get a gig and go play Vegas or something, you know, and bring his show band out and he can, you know, forever entertain anybody that likes his entertainment. But, you know, he's no help. I mean, he comes on and he suggests that it was America that sabotaged those Nord Stream pipeline. Well, wait a minute. That is a, I mean, to me, you know, you are, you're in effect, you're inciting a nuclear war with a nuclear power who is already backed in a corner and just looking for an excuse. And what is it going to do? And we're doing this over Ukraine. We've given them what, $80 billion of the people's money?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Of my tax money.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And
if I may, let me just say one thing about Ukraine here, and that is the following, that Putin did not invade the Ukraine when Donald Trump was president. I understand the left hates Donald Trump. I, as I said to you when we were off the air, I give that to them in any argument I have with liberal friends. I get it. You hate Donald Trump. You suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. Okay, I got that. Let's put that aside. Let's look at issues. We are giving billions of dollars to the Ukraine. Now, Before Putin invaded, there was an opportunity to broker a peace if the Ukraine just agreed not to join NATO. We had no leadership from the White House. None of that happened. So war breaks out. Now we're helping to fund this war in big dollars. Okay. And now Zelensky, who, by the way, let me just remind people, before this war broke out, there were a lot of comments about Zelensky being corrupt and his regime being corrupt. No one talks about that anymore because he's such a brave guy because he's there in a T-shirt, you know, withstanding the oncoming missiles.
Right.
Now, he wants us to give him missiles, Bill, that have the capability of reaching mainland Russia. So he's no longer just defending his country. He now wants to attack Russia. Are we out of our minds for the Ukraine?
Yes,
because
we have the military-industrial complex that's licking their chops over this whole deal. I mean, because just as you broke this down, Jeff, this is all leading to war. This is not leading to peace. What America is doing, what we're doing, we're heading down the wrong road here. And so what people need to see is that with these decisions by the Democrats, by Biden, by the Biden administration, which you said, which, you know, the people that know that have been around him said he's never got it right once with anything that has to do with national or international security. I mean, he's a hot mess, even more so right now. And I won't even get into, you know, he can't figure out how to get off stage, you know, the stuff that he comes up with. I mean, it is an absolute disaster.
Yes, you know? It is. It's just terrible. But this thing in the Ukraine, I mean, they backed Putin. I mean, look, people forget this. You know, history teaches us so much. I would challenge people, because I've talked to people who don't remember this. The way we got into World War One, Woodrow Wilson was against us entering the war. We sat back for 3 years and remained neutral while they were killing each other over in Europe. How did we get into World War One? We intercepted a message where Germany was trying to build an alliance with Mexico. And since Mexico was on our border, the American people got up in arms and said, this is now unacceptable. Now you're on our front door. And we declared war. Now, isn't that exactly what Putin was saying? I don't want Ukraine joining NATO. NATO and I have been antagonists for our entire time together. I just want them to remain neutral. If they're going to remain neutral and they make that pact with me, we can live peaceably side by side. And no one stepped in to broker that deal. No
one. Yeah.
Donald Trump would have done it. Donald Trump got the
done
for good
sure. Exactly. No, it's ridiculous. And the deal is, going back to what you said earlier in World War One, I've always had a question as to that that communique that was intercepted. How real was that? Where did it come from?
Was it authentic?
I mean, you know, was this a CI op deal? You know, in order to ignite something. I mean, this is the other thing that starts wars: is misinformation. It's all dangerous. I mean, it's just like it's like Putin telling his people, well, they're all a bunch of fascists over there in Ukraine. They're holding our brothers brothers and sisters of Russia, Mother Russia. The Nazis have them under control. That was his language. And then, you know, not even a year goes by, you got Joe Biden suggesting half the country are semi-fascists. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. And by the way, they're so ignorant, they don't even realize that Nazi stands for National Socialist Party. They are preaching the same tenets that Hitler preached. You take away the guns, you control the schools, you control health care, you begin to nationalize industry. That's what the fascists were about. That's what Nazism is about. That's what socialism is about. That's what they're preaching. And they don't even know it. You talk to these college kids, these supposedly the next generation of brilliant young minds in our country, and they say, yeah, I love socialism. So what is it? Well, they give me stuff. They give me stuff. I said, they give you stuff. Okay, so how does socialism work? No answer. They don't know. Name one country in the history of the world where socialism succeeded. There isn't one. They don't even know that.
Yeah, because if there was, then everybody, then there would be credibility. Yeah, I want to be like so-and-so. Why is it that everybody wants to be like America? Because there is proven empirical evidence that the free markets work. Okay.
Thank you.
And so,
well,
you know, that's the deal.
So well,
all right. We've got about four minutes left here, Jeffrey. I wanted to address Mar-a-Lago. I mean, you know, this saga continues and it's all battled. It's all in the courts and all these different attorneys with all their legal stuff that you kind of understand, and you know all the feinting and faking that's going on and all this stuff. And meanwhile, you know, the people are confused because they go, wait a minute, why are they going after Trump? I mean, we know, but why are they going after Trump when they're ignoring all the documents that Barack Obama has in some less secure warehouse?
That's right. And in fairness, and by the way, I'm a big fan of George W. Bush. I know he made some mistakes, but I think he's a wonderful guy with great personal integrity. He took a bunch of documents. No one went after him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and so many presidents take these documents and put them in their libraries, you know, and so on and so on. And now all of a sudden, Donald Trump became this villain because he had these papers. I mean, first of all, if Donald Trump thought anything was so horrible in that paperwork, he would have destroyed it, right? Or he would have given it into some safe location. He just had it in his home. What was the big deal? It's just an attempt to embarrass him before the election. They have no – look, it's this simple. This is what Mar-a-Lago is about. The Democrat Party has no constructive talking points. If you look at the polls, what people care about, inflation, crime in the streets, illegal immigration, you go down the list of the biggest issues for the average voter, right? The Democrats don't have one single positive thing to argue. So what do they do? They say, we hate Donald Trump. I mean, they're back to that. The guy has been out of office for 2 years, we're going to say, and they're still bashing the guy.
Right.
It's incredible.
Yeah, the guy that gave us energy freedom, you know, energy independence, had our borders under control, had all these, these rebels, you know, quiet. He had Kim Jong-un, you know, putting a pause on his missile program. You know, he just launches another missile, over Japan.
And in the meantime, and add to his accomplishments, that we had no inflation, basically. We had secure cities. As you say, the border was secure. We had a strong military. We were respected throughout the world because no one knew what to expect from this guy. So, you know, he wasn't taking any guff from anybody. As I said, he created these accords in the Middle East that have created some level of peace after decades of people saying it was impossible. He moved the embassy to Jerusalem, where it should have been in the first place, and on and on and on. And what credit does he get for these things? Zero.
Right.
Zero. Because I hate Donald Trump. Why do you hate him? He's obnoxious. He's a megalomaniac. He's this, he's that. It's all personal attacks. Can you talk to me, please, Mr. Liberal person? Talk to me about the issues. Tell me how, and I'm going to use, I'll finish up with Ronald Reagan's great line, right? I'll just edit it slightly. Are you better off now than you were 2 years ago?
Exactly.
Just ask yourself. Mm-hmm. No,
yeah.
Is the answer. No.
Right.
It's terrible.
And how, again, We're still perplexed as to what the heck happened in 2020. I was going to say to you that had Joe Biden won by about a million votes or something like that, that they kept it in somewhat of a reasonable zip code, it might have some credibility. You might say, okay, I get it. You know, people hated Trump. They were told to hate Trump. You know, there's some realm of reasonableness. This was so insane. The numbers they came up with, it's so incredulous that, you know, it's an insult to the American voter.
People win their high school class presidency with more votes than he claims to have had as a margin.
Unbelievable. Well, Jeffrey, cannot thank you enough.
I hope
really.
Everybody buy The Handler. The Handler is on Amazon. It's easy to get, or your local bookstore. Jeffrey Stevens is a PH in Stevens if you're looking it up. But I promise you, The Handler is a great read. And Bill, thank you so much for having me on the show, and thank you so much for what you do. It's so critical for we the people.
Well, look forward to having you back, Jeffrey. Take care. Jeffrey Stevens,
thank you.
Here on Bill Martinez Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give?